he ends here by saying, herein lies something to cling to, right? Mm-hmm. Nothing as monumental and consequential as the fall could have been an accident. Oops, right? They did eat the tree. No, God set all that up, right? You know, it wasn't a risk or an unforeseen side effect of some other desirable condition. Most theologians have proposed libertarian free will as a desirable condition of pre-fall humanity. But knowing the risk of gratuitous evil, that is, evils for evil's sake or evil for no sake, right, just gratuitous evil, and its other devastation is too high a price to pay for such a brand of freedom. Right. Especially since it is demonstrably unnecessary for a good world. You know, God wouldn't allow this libertarian freedom because it's too risky. Right. Too many things might happen. And so that's one of the arguments against libertarian freedom. Yeah. Right.
Seems like you would need to be an open theist at that point in time, and just God's reacting and he's balancing the saucers and he's spinning it and hope none of them fall. He's just a really good balancer and plate spinner.
Right, and so he says, you know, this risk is truly inexplicable if you're coming from it from a libertarian perspective. Right.
So this points to the fall as having a grander set of divine goals that would be unrealized if it never happens.
So notice, this makes the fall a good thing.
I mean,
God is trying to accomplish something through it, right?
Right. Again, there's no evil will within him, so the fall is not him cackling in the background and saying, this mankind is thinks they have it so good. Well, I'll show them.
Right.
And again, What does Scripture tell us? That's the big moniker here is, what are we pulling out of Scripture? Not what do we want to happen? What can we set as our stacking of philosophies and kind of referring to Scripture from time to time and finding a good process? What did the people that wrote the Bible understand? What did the people at the time would understand? And also, referring to things of being planned before the foundation of the world, before those weird people suddenly started making their own decisions, what happened? There was already a plan in place, and so we have to deal with that. And it's a straightforward way, and it's you know, my way is just the straightforward reading the Bible, and that's all that is. But you kind of have to deal with a lot of those in response to this.
Yeah.
So this points to the fall as having a grander set of divine goals and unrealized if it never happened. If God deliberately purposed and ensured that the fall would occur, well, why? Wouldn't the world would have been better off without it? What possible good could outweigh the devastating disease, and which evil has infected the world? Let us tune in next time as we explore an unremarkable answer to that question in the next chapter.
All right. So that's how he ends this chapter, by the way, with that cliffhanger, right? Right. What in the world, what's going on here? And why would God do that? Yeah. And why would he want that as opposed to what other worlds he could have had, right? And he says, stay tuned.
Yeah.